Well, we're getting close to the end of James here. You can pray for me that I know where to I should preach next. But this morning, our scripture reading will be James chapter 5, verses 13 through 18. So if you're willing and able, please stand for the reading of God's word. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer offered in faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, so that you may be healed. The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit. You may be seated. Let's pray. Oh Lord God, we come before you this morning. We open your word. Lord, we ask that you would teach us. Lord, we love you. We thank you for your love for us, and we pray that you would accomplish what you want to in us this morning, that you would, through your word and your spirit, grow us closer to you in faith and in obedience to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we're getting close to the end here of James, and this week we're beginning this new section in verses 13 through 18, which is really all about prayer. All about prayer. Just go through this section and count how many times the word pray or prayer is in there. Every verse. You know, prayer is one of those things that is really so fundamental in following Christ. It's such a really a common daily part of a believer's life. You know, you think of all the marks of a genuine believer that James has already pointed out and showed us in this book, and of course prayer should be a part of that as well. As Christians, of all the things that we are and should be, we are and should be praying people. I mean, do you know the Lord and yet never talk to Him? That doesn't make any sense. If you have a personal relationship with the Almighty God and yet never call on Him, never cry out to Him for help, never thank Him for the blessings in your life, that wouldn't make any sense at all. I mean, even unbelievers at times have, when faced with inescapable peril, have cried out to God that they do not know for help. How much more should we who know the Lord, we who have tasted and seen that the Lord is good, we who know how much He loves us, who know how much He cares for us, how much more should we be quick to call upon the Lord in prayer? Now, certainly, prayer is a personal thing. At times, it's a public thing, but most often, it's a private thing. It's just between you and the Lord. We do not pray to be heard by men. We don't pray to try to impress anyone. Here in this section, there's so much about prayer. Praying for yourself, asking others to pray for you. Speaks of praying in faith, praying earnestly. Speaks of sickness and healing is mentioned. Speaks of committing sins and sins being forgiven. Really, throughout this section on prayer, we not only see our need all the more for God in our lives, but also our need for each other. We are not an only child and shouldn't live like it. We have brothers and sisters in Christ. We need each other. We need to pray for each other. We need to walk through this life together, helping each other. You know, prayer is such an important part of our lives, and James has so much to teach us here in this section about prayer that I'm not going to rush through this section. In fact, we're only going to look at the first verse today, verse 13. 13 says, "Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praises." Now, before we look at this in detail, I first want to just sum up part of what James is saying here. The idea here is that no matter where you find yourself, no matter what circumstance you find yourself in, you need God. You need God. Draw near to Him. Turn to the Lord. When life is hard and everything is a struggle and you feel like you're at the end of your rope, whether it's physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever your struggle, whatever your predicament, you need God. Draw near to God. Turn to Him. And when life is good, everything in your life seems to be going great, you're healthy, you're strong, prosperity is around you. Again, you need God. Draw near to God. Turn to Him. As you live your life and you find yourself at either ends of these extremes or really anywhere in between, James is saying, remember, you need God. You need Him. Draw near to Him. Turn to God. In all of life, we need the Lord. We need to be constantly turning to Him, drawing near. Now, I titled this sermon, Prayer and Praise, for the two responses that James gives us in this verse. In verse 13, we see here these two questions asked and then instructions given for each. And so we'll look at these, the first question and then the second. So number one, is anyone among you suffering? Well, here James gets close to the end of the book here, and he brings up a familiar topic. He's mentioned suffering numerous times throughout his letter. But suffering is a pretty broad term. I mean, suffering hardship, affliction, trouble. This suffering doesn't even have to mean that you're in trouble, but that things are troubling you. It can be that you're not afflicted in body, but afflicted in mind. Really, in this life, there is all kinds of trouble. You'll experience stress, pain, fear. There's a multitude of ways that we experience suffering in this life. You may have a loved one die. You may suffer a serious injury yourself. You may suffer great financial loss. Your relationships may suffer. People may be mad at you. Relationships not what they should be. But whatever your trouble is, whatever suffering you're experiencing, James says now is the time to pray. Now is the time to pray. Let him pray. Now, of course, prayer is not only for times of trouble and affliction, but times of trouble and affliction are most certainly a time for prayer. Go to God in prayer. Now, sometimes prayer is easy, right? But sometimes it's not so easy. You may say, you know, sometimes I'm just hurting so much, it's hard to pray. Or I'm just hurting so much, I don't even know what to pray for. But keep in mind that God knows. God knows all of it. He knows every bit of what you're going through. Just go to Him. Go to Him in prayer. You know, some of the most painful times in my life, times of suffering and turmoil, I have prayed some of the most fervent prayers during those times. But let me tell you something about those prayers. They were not beautiful prayers. They were not a prayer that if you heard, you would think, oh, what an elegant, poetic prayer. Not at all. It was simply, God help me. Maybe not even that. Maybe it was at times just simply, oh Lord. Oh Lord. You see, when you're hurting and you don't know what to ask for or how to pray, you can still pray. You can still pray. Because you may not know exactly what to say, but you still know exactly who to go to. You still know who to call on. You still know who can help you. And so you go to the Lord in prayer. After suffering the loss of all his livestock and all his children, Job prayed. After suffering for years of wanting children but not having any, Hannah prayed. In the Garden of Gethsemane, being deeply grieved and knowing what was coming, Jesus prayed. The point James is making here is that in times of suffering and distress, we need to turn to the Lord. We need to draw near to Him. God doesn't want us suffering alone. We need to turn to Him in prayer. Now, keep in mind, though, God has not promised, this section does not say, this is a simple formula. You're suffering, okay, pray, and God will take it away. Not at all. Oftentimes, that isn't what God does. He strengthens us. He helps us to endure the suffering. And so we should pray. Take your troubles to God. God cares for you. He will help you through it. You know, really, the gospel should be at the forefront of our minds. Just thinking about suffering, thinking about our mindset as we suffer and then approach the Lord in prayer. And in times of trouble, we should remember that the Lord is the one who rescued us from sin and darkness. The Lord is the one who died for us on the cross. You think of all that the Lord has done for us in salvation. Will He not help us in our suffering today? Of course He will. We can cry out to God with confidence. Another thing that helps us pray when we don't have the words is God's word. Read through the Psalms. Pray God's word back to Him. You see, others have suffered before us. We can be strengthened and encouraged by the words of past suffering saints. And oftentimes in the Word of God, we find the words to pray. So is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Number two then, is anyone cheerful? Here James flips the circumstance. He turns it around. Instead of suffering, is anyone cheerful? Is anyone happy, merry? Is anyone finding themselves in a prosperous and favorable circumstance? Now, certainly, we can all relate to both of these circumstances. We've all suffered to some degree. And we all have enjoyed pleasant circumstances to some degree. And so these responses are natural responses for Christians. When hard times come, cry out to God. And when good times come, sing praises to God. Now this response here of praising God, you know, it seems so fitting, so normal for a Christian. I mean, you know, I read this and I think, yeah, I mean, this is what I do. When things are hard in life, I cry out to God for help. When things are great in life, sing praises to God. That makes sense, doesn't it? But we need to keep in mind our sinful tendencies. Oftentimes, I think it's much easier to cry out to God when we're suffering than it is to be mindful to praise Him when things are going good. You see, our sinful tendency is that when all is going well and we're happy and we're cheerful, our present circumstance is so favorable, our sinful tendency is to forget God, to forget Him. Forget how much we need Him. Forget to thank Him for the blessings that we're experiencing. So here James gives us this instruction to praise God, sing praises. But along with it really is this common warning. When it comes to the good times in life, times of abundance, times of cheerfulness, the warning is don't forget God. Don't forget to draw near to God. Now, I don't know if you feel like I am constantly bringing up these passages, but I do, because I'm constantly reminding myself of these and preaching this to myself. But again, consider Proverbs 30, speaks of this when it says, "Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food that is my portion, lest I be full and deny thee and say, who is the Lord?" That's our sinful tendency. And then the Israelites getting the same warning in Deuteronomy 6, 10 through 12. "Then it shall come about when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you, great and splendid cities which you did not build, and houses full of all good things which you did not fill, and hewn cisterns which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant. And you shall eat and be satisfied. Then watch yourself, lest you forget the Lord who brought you from the land of Egypt out of the house of slavery." You see, when you're enjoying the good times, and by all means, God wants us to enjoy the good times. It's a blessing that he gives us. And so we should be cheerful and happy when our circumstances are favorable. But it's important that we respond appropriately. Don't forget God. Don't fail to praise him. Fail to draw near to him. When life is good, don't be silently thankful in your heart. When life is good, don't be silently thankful in your heart. Let your praise be heard. Let your thankfulness be expressed to God. Make some noise. Sing. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Sing praises to him. That's not a silent thing you do inside. You let it out. Now, singing is an interesting thing. I love to sing. Singing is so important. I haven't counted, but I can't imagine how many times in God's Word we are told to sing. It is so important. We need to sing praises to the Lord. And we need to not make excuses. You know, I don't know if you're like me, but I don't think of myself as a wonderful singer. I mean, I just don't. The voice of an angel, I don't really connect that to myself at all. I'm sure some of you can relate. But listen, just like with the prayer, we're not praying to be heard by men. We're not praying to impress men. Now, don't get me wrong. If you can sing good, I think you should. And we should all try to sing well. But don't let that stop you from singing. We need to sing. We need to sing to God. It's so important that we praise him in song. So don't use it as an excuse. God wants you to sing. Sing praises to him. Psalm 100, "Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good, His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. Also, I want to note that God does not want us rejoicing and praising him for spiritual and eternal blessings alone. We should be praising him for the temporal blessings he gives us as well. It's all from the Lord. You know, James already told us in chapter 1, every good thing bestowed and every perfect gift is from above. You know, as Christians, we understand that these good gifts come from God. I mean, this is not our own doing. This is not our good luck or something. But it's God's goodness. It's his grace in our life. And so we direct our praise to God. We sing praises to him. We express our gratitude to him for all the blessings that we enjoy, both small and great. As Christians, we know the Lord. We know that he's the source of all good things. He's the source of all our spiritual blessings that are ours in Christ. Also, he's the source of our physical blessings that we enjoy each day. And we should express this as grateful people. We should be constantly giving credit to God and praising him for everything that we enjoy here on earth. We should sing praises to God for salvation in Christ. We should sing praises to God for the beautiful weather today. The greatest eternal blessing, along with the smallest earthly blessing, are all cause for praising God. Now, another thing that goes really without saying, but it's important, so I want to mention it, is that both our prayers and our praises are not an aimless expression, but we are to direct them toward God. You know, it's not that, oh, if things are going well, then you just whistle and hum and, you know, whatever. But it's thankfulness, it's praise directed to God. When James says, let him pray, he means let him pray to God, of course. When James says, let him sing praises, he means sing praises to God. Drawing near to him in both cases. You see, really, all that a believer does and the circumstances that we experience in this life is done in the context of our relationship with God. If you're suffering, you're suffering in the context of your relationship with God. And so you respond to the suffering by turning to God. You turn to him for help and you pray. If you're cheerful, once again, you turn to God. Draw near to him and praise him in song. Really, it is the sinfulness of man that tries to take credit for everything that's good in his life. And it is the sinfulness of man that tries to fix all his problems on his own. You see what James is calling us to. See, belonging to Christ changes everything, including our response to all of life's circumstances. You know, just one small example I thought of. You know, you get married and you pray for children. Your wife gets pregnant. You praise God for this new life growing inside of her. But because your wife's pregnant, she feels horrible and morning sickness. And so you pray to God to help her feel better. Every step of the way, you're either praising God, or you're praying to God for something, or both at the same time. Now, to the unbeliever, this doesn't make any sense at all. What does God have to do with everything? Yeah, that's right. But really, to the believer, this is just another normal day in our life of walking with the Lord. We face struggles, we pray. We experience blessings, we praise God. So in conclusion, brothers and sisters, we belong to Christ. We are not alone in our suffering. We should turn to God and pray for help. And when our circumstances are prosperous and cheerful, we don't take the credit alone either. But we should turn to God and praise Him in song. So, give God your burdens and give God the glory. 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Let's pray. Oh Lord God, we thank you so much for these encouraging words. Lord, we thank you that we can pray to you, and that you listen. You hear our prayers. Lord, we thank you for the love that you have for us. We pray that we would not forget how much you care for us. Lord, we pray that when we suffer in this life, that we would draw near to you, that we would pray. Lord, we pray that as we enjoy good times in this life, that we would draw near to you, that we would not forget you, that we would not forget our need of you, that we would draw near to you and praise your name, that we would sing, that we would sing to you. Lord, we thank you for loving us. We pray, Lord, that you would accomplish all these things in our life, that we would, in all of life's circumstances, Lord, that we would draw near to you, that we would be praying to you and praising you constantly. Lord, that we would be lifting each other up in prayer, that we would be encouraging each other in prayer and in singing. Lord, we thank you so much for loving us. We thank you for not leaving us alone. We thank you also, Lord, for giving us each other, brothers and sisters in Christ, that we can encourage and help each other as we walk through life. We thank you so much, Lord, for loving us. We pray that you would use us in each other's lives, that we'd be a blessing to each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.